Hi guys, this is Zoe Doe back with Zoe's Podcast. Today we are going to be looking at The Kite Runner again. We're going to be talking about the perspective of why this book should be banned. So I did some research, and on the Kite Runner Project page on the website, they came at it with a different kind of perspective. So they came at it from the perspective of the Afghanistan government and why the government would want it to be banned. So I'm going to use a quote from the Kite Runner Project that I thought was really good. So it says, "Of course, for the people of Afghanistan, this book was banned immediately. The Afghan government felt that this story painted ethnic groups in a bad light. The fact that a Hazara boy is raped in the story just added to the conflict. The Pashtun and Hazaras fought each other bitterly during the country's 1990s civil war. There was a lot of tension and threats that were even made to child actors who were part of the film adaptation of the book." So, that really displays that this book did not make Afghanistan look good, and it did not make it look like a good place to be. So no wonder that they would want the book to be banned so that people couldn't read it. So I see that point. I definitely think, though, that the bad things that are happening there should be brought to light so that those things can be fixed and that people there can have a better life. So yeah, guys, that is the second point of view for the banning of The Kite Runner. And now it's up to you guys to make your own opinions. Do you feel that The Kite Runner should be banned? So that Afghanistan won't look bad, and so that we can just kind of push that away and not think about it? Or do you think that it should be banned and we should think about issues that are happening in the world and be informed? It's up to you guys. Next time on Zoe's Podcast.